Absolutely, we sure will. Brother Keith, I saw your hand raised.
Yes,
Sister Lori.
Yeah, I wanted to praise God. I was freaking out a little bit since we didn't have church Sunday. I had a very minor surgery on Monday, but I wanted to come to church to get prayer. But my prayers worked. But everything went fine. I'm just waiting. I just want to testify that God is doing it.
Amen. 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 Just praise the Lord. Anyone else in the congregation? Yes, ma'am.
I want to testify. God is good.
Yes,
had
He is.
Close on Monday. And it's the biggest closing I've ever had. And that was what was in this prayer. I was so broke. And And I put in that prayer thing. All those other prayers. And it was the biggest half I've ever had. And
praise
I
Lord.
Want to give this to the church. But I want this to go towards updating the sanctuary if possible.
Woo!
Amen.
Whenever you take a thought.
Yes, ma'am. We'll sure get it.
It's nothing to do with me, and I'm not bragging at all. I'm giving Him all the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you, it was unreal what I went through. They wanted it, then they denied it, and then they wanted it. I had to pray it through. And then they even went to another house and put an offering on it. They even got the appraisal back and everything out. It came back lower than the other one. So then they decided that they were going to ask the owner to come down off of it. He would not. So then they took that house and went back to the first house, which was more money. And the appraisal came back on it lower, so they wind up getting it. The guy that was selling it said he was going to cut our commission. We had to go in and renegotiate, and we went to the closing table, and he never renegotiated the commission. So we got full commission.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just praise Him, and I thank all y'all for praying for me. Prayer works.
Praise God.
And Eddie, thank you so much, brother, because you and Jim both for praying like you did for me. I really appreciate
it. Amen. Let's give Him all the glory. In faith, the Lord will carry us through. Amen. No matter what the situation. Anyone else in the congregation? I don't want to miss anyone. Praise the Lord.
Anyone from the roster?
Brother Thomas,
talking about Brandon's situation, but pray for all of us that were left in the situation that they've done when they did their downsizing, because this restructure is really struggling right now. So,
oh yes,
everybody's still there, kind of going through things too. So,
I can only imagine. Amen.
Prayer for two families. We had deceases or the death in the family this week. My cousin up in Chattanooga. I pray for his family. Also, Randy Hanson. Guy that went to, Penny and I went to school with, he was actually battling
cancer and
cancer and diabetes, and we saw that he had passed away, but he actually had an accident during the snowstorm and an automobile accident and was killed. So let's pray for the Hanson family as well.
Amen. Anyone have an unspoken prayer request tonight? Just show by the raising of your hands. You know, God knows and sees each and every one. Brother Eddie, would you mind leading us in prayer tonight?
Heavenly Father, we love You. We thank You, Lord, for Your many blessings. God, for Your goodness, Your grace, Your mercy, Your overwhelming love. Thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to come to Your house and worship tonight. God, I pray that we would be in one mind and one accord, receptive, Lord, to Your will and to the move of Your Spirit. Father, we do remember so many prayer requests tonight. So many people are sick and hurting tonight. Father, we pray, God, for the healing of their bodies. Lord, right now, touch them and anoint them. Those in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, those that are sick and shut in tonight, Father, we pray for their strength. Pray right now, God, that they would feel Your power and Your virtue. Lord, I ask, God, that the Holy Ghost would sanction every part of this service tonight, every song, every word. God, everything that's spoken tonight, Lord, let it be for Your honor and for Your glory. Lord, we'll look to You to give You all the praise. Lord, and we're so thankful for the testimonies of praise that we've heard tonight. God, to know assuredly that You're still a God of miracles. We give You that praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise. He is so worthy, and truthfully, that's not enough. We'll just put all our faith in Him. So let's all turn to page 120. Let's sing a victorious song, and that's Victory in Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's all just lift the roof up. Let the Lord hear our praise. I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoned. I've told y'all many, many times, I'm a very visual person, and as the Lord shows me, and you know, it says my love is due him. I know I mentioned that just recently as I had a chance to speak. But there's nothing in this song that said I had to do anything except have faith. He did it all. His redeeming blood. And it says he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And that's his precious blood that he atoned, that he shed for each and every one of us. For that precious life that he gave, only because he loved you and me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just give him glory again tonight. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Miss Penny, I don't have any notes here. Our normal, am I correct? We're going to do normal Sunday school Sunday morning. And then we've got the Christmas presentation will fall after Sunday school. Are we to meet here first? Or are you asking or letting people go ahead and come over to the Curtis Center?
People don't need to go on over there until about 11 because we're going to be practicing.
That's so I know we run into that.
Be lost, so it'd be better for everybody to come up here first.
If y'all would, if you're not going to Sunday school or if you're running late, just come over here in the sanctuary. And then when they're ready, we'll head that way. We'll have our normal Sunday school class in your normal classroom. Please, if you're not attending Sunday school, we'd love to have you. We miss each and every one of you when you're not here. So we'll have our normal Sunday school. And then just be in much prayer for the drama team and all the young people. And Miss Penny, and then go ahead.
Yes, be in much prayer because we haven't had enough practices and we missed one last Sunday. So
that was your dress rehearsal too, right?
Yes, it was. So we'll be doing everything Saturday.
That's right. It's all here. It'll work. Amen. And you do have a practice Saturday. You need to, I guess.
Saturday at 2 o'clock till whenever.
I like those practices. Till it's done.
Till it's done. Till we get it right.
Amen. 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 Let's be much prayer. Any other quick announcements we need to do? Who did I see?
Carolyn.
I'm sorry?
Carolyn's not Saturday.
That's right. That's right. My notes, they're not here. That's right. It's this Saturday. It will be Carolyn. Those that aren't in the play. Because they'll be practicing too, but it'll be a little later. So it's still going to meet at Ingalls. Brother Jim, give us an update. Give us where you're at. And for the ones that we've had a weekend away, so we haven't been reminding folks on announcements. Go right ahead.
9 o'clock, Ingalls parking lot. Have to pull out by 9:15. Head to Carroll Manor first. Work our way back to Carroll Manor to Oaks and then to Ashbrook. Now, if anybody can't be there at 9 or 9:15, you want to go straight to the Carroll Manor. Meet us there, that's fine. Or if you want to meet us at Ashbrook, that's fine too. Wonderful. We know some, there's so many of them, we may lose a few.
Oh, yes.
So, I hope they all got
you here. Absolutely. Absolutely. Sounds like a blast. And I know you announced to wear comfy shoes and. You might want to bring some water to flush it down there. Amen. Amen. Sister Linda, I see your hand. What you got for us?
Okay, because of the snow and stuff, we had to postpone our Christmas parties, our Abel and the senior. So we moved it to this Sunday after church at 1 at the same place on Charlie's in Douglas.
Right. Absolutely.
And wonderful. We are not seniors, we are Amazing Grace. Okay,
Amazing Grace. I Abel and Amazing Grace, not seniors.
Okay.
I tell you.
Okay, Amazing Grace.
One day I'm going to be old enough to join y'all. Praise the Lord. Brother Key. Amen. 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 We're going to give the Lord the glory already. Praise the Lord. I'm not reading you well tonight. Go ahead, Ms. Ford.
You may want to announce that there's not too many brothers in here, but that Thursday.
Yes. And for those of you that didn't get my text or I didn't have your number, we are postponing the Band of Brothers tomorrow night. I'm asking for y'all just to keep us in your prayer. And we'll get some things worked out, and I apologize, but we're going to need to postpone it for right now. Praise the Lord. We might have to make it a New Year's celebration. Praise God. Praise God. But He knows. He knows. And there's victory, isn't there? Praise the Lord. Anyone else with announcements for me? All right. All righty. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please?
Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be here, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping your hand upon everybody, keeping us safe through the snowstorm. But we thank you, Lord, for the beautiful, beautiful picture that you painted for us that day. I praise you for all your glory, knowing that it can only come from you, Lord.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
All those who are not able to be here, Lord, and I bless this offering, Lord, for the fulfillment of my work. Lord, and bless those that have to give, especially those who don't. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Susan, if you could prepare a song. Sister Linda. Brother Jim, you got something? You can do something. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord.
music today, and most all of it's on cassette tapes, and they're wore out. So what am I supposed to sing? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
I think of some of my mother's songs, but then I forget the words, Brother Eddie, when you don't keep them fresh in your mind.
We'll never know the difference.
Hallelujah. Well, anyway, let's just see. God wants to know this. I'm going to make a pledge to try to get a new song next time. Amen. But you know, it's all about worshiping him.
Amen.
One more second. I was sitting at my table today. I had an off day today, and I just kind of enjoyed my day by myself. But, you know, I was sitting there, and I was having my breakfast, and I was looking out the window, and I had a little crying spell, Sister Penny. But, you know, the Lord, he brought to my memory. He cared enough about us. Him, God of heaven, came down. Now, listen to this, Brother Eddie. The only thing it talks about him forming with his hands was what? Us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Everything else that was made, he spoke.
He spoke it. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I feel his spirit. Because let me tell you, he cared enough for us. He had to have hands on, Brother Eddie.
Right.
He molded us with his hands.
Man.
Him, God of heaven. And the Bible said, he's so big, my Lord, you couldn't measure him. Right. Hallelujah. How fragile we are. And he knew that. Today, we're fragile without him, Sister Bandy.
We are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he went and he breathed the breath of life. Think for a moment. He knew just how much to breathe in there.
Sure.
Praise God. So think how big your God is when you need somebody. He's the one that we need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I praise it tonight.
Thank you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
God walks the dark hills, the ways, the byways. He walks through the shadow and glimmering light. Helps us walk up the mountain so high, cross rivers through valleys. God walks the dark hills to show us the way. God walked the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks everywhere by night and by day. He walks in silence all down the highway. God walks the dark hills to show us the way. God walks in the storms, the rain, the sunshine. He walks through the shadows and the glimmering light. Helps us walk up the mountain. Sometimes it seems high. One more thing. What did Jesus do on the cross? Those hands were nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. So just think about it. When you need the Lord, remember, you're always in his hand.
Amen.
No matter what you're going through.
So true.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Brother Tim, if you would, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then we'll turn it over to Brother Ed.
Glory to God. Praise your name, Jesus.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him through. And heaven in nature sings, and heaven in nature sings, and heaven nature sings. Let us in and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, as from the curse above, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. The world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glory of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
I want to share something with you. Somebody, this was not maybe a week or so ago, I heard somebody say, you know, what's the two, what's your favorite two holidays of the year? In response was, well, the birth of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. Amen. And he turned around and looked at you and he says, well, what about Christmas and Easter? Seriously, really? I mean, duh. You know, now that tells you where his heart lies, don't it? But that's the way people are looking at it, though, unfortunately.
Praise the Lord. May His word go forth. More and more of the truth. Brother Eddie, it's all yours.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen.
Wonder what part of Poland he was from.
Well, glory. Amen. Daddy used to recite that scripture. Every time it come a winter storm, he said, pray that your flight not be in the wintertime. You know, that's in the Bible, by the way. Amen. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Every day that the Lord hath made, I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? Before we get into tonight's message, I'd like maybe an update. Kevin or Wendy, one, maybe kind of stand and share how the trip went. And before you do, or after you do, doesn't matter, we have a donation. Sister Diane's sister, Fran, said she had some toys. She said, you're going to need a truck and a helper. So I took a truck and met a helper, and I got a truckload of toys that I put out here in the church. I got tricycles. I got little Barbie suitcases, and I got stuff in garbage bags. I don't even know what it is, but maybe if we get up another trip, we'll have some toys to take. Now, give us an update. Oh, wow.
You know, and that really touched my heart that they cared enough about their peers not to do that. But anyway, so as y'all know, Kevin dressed up as Santa. Thanks.
Oh,
he was a little reluctant to do that. But those kids, honestly, one third of those kids had never seen the Santa Claus ever.
Goodness, goodness.
And they were just like, their eyes, when they walked in there, their eyes were just like, oh my gosh, and they could not believe it. And then I have pictures I couldn't share with you guys. I couldn't share a lot on Facebook through mean, the one little kid even come back and he was like, "Ma'am, I didn't have a pair of socks in mind. Can I please get a pair of socks?" So, I mean, that's just the little things that we take for granted. But some of the things that were said to Kevin, like that they wanted for Christmas, was one being, you know, I want my uncle for Christmas. I don't know why, you know, but it was a lot of things that just really we don't think about. You know, that they want that, like, would you, you know, we need heat or we need lights or we need this or that. And it's just stuff that we have every day. Well, we were without it for 4 days. But anyway, I kind of seen where they were coming from there. But it just was so amazing. And I want to thank all y'all so much for making that trip possible.
Praise God.
It was such a blessing. Yeah. And they do need toys. All those kids just about it, all they said the helmet that they wanted was a fidget spinner. And we were able to put a fidget spinner in every one of those.
Praise God.
I'm trying to make a book to go in the front out there each time we go. Yes. But there's a lot of needs up there. I know there's a lot of needs around this area, but there's a lot that they brought forward to us that if I could kind of share with y'all later that we might could help them do. You know, I don't know. They don't even have a library. You know, just a lot of stuff that they stand in a lot of need of. So y'all just pray. And thank y'all again so much.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for being here. And by the way, some of those things that was donated are little storybooks and little, you know, elementary school things that you can start in a library. It'd be great. Isn't God good? Amen. God meets the needs, doesn't he? Yes, sir. Santa, I mean, Brother Kip. My. How blessed we are.
It was really a blessing. It was sad, but it was really a blessing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them just wanted a hug, and they kept hugging me, and they just wanted somebody to love them. So I hope we did that.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure they felt something from y'all.
Thank you, everybody, for another support and helping us out with it and making it possible.
Praise God. What a blessing that is. I know the recipients were blessed, but I believe the givers were blessed too. I've ever spoke to anybody that said, we went to bless them, but we ended up getting more blessed than them, you know.
They did say that they're doing a backpack, take home lunch on a weekend for the kids or whatever. A lot of the food that they got left over, they send it home with them on the weekends because a lot of kids don't get to eat except the food.
Good gracious.
To eat, and it was like really deep and has stitches in it. So
we're going to try to take my 20-foot trailer if I can get some like the pallets of food or whatever and try to transport it up there for their closet, for their food closet for the kids.
Certainly.
That's what we're planning on doing too.
Certainly an opportunity to meet some needs there and thank God that somebody takes the time and the wherewithal to help those folks. And certainly we'll just pray that whatever they receive, that God will just multiply it and bless them. Amen. After tonight's message, too, we're going to anoint a sister. Karen wants to stand in for the person that she asked for prayer tonight. So help me to remember that, too, when we get through tonight. We'll gather around and pray for that. And thank you all for praying for Trey, too. He doesn't usually, he won't accept being sick, but tonight he actually was pretty sick. When even when he doesn't feel bad, he'll say, I feel good, because he's afraid they'll take him to the doctor. But tonight he was pretty sick, so thank y'all for praying. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to Matthew chapter number 6 in the beginning. We have some more scriptures, but we're going to read that to begin with. Matthew chapter number 6, verses 7 through 13. Matthew chapter number 6, beginning with verse number 7 down through verse 13. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore likened to them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's pray tonight. Gracious Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, God, for your wonderful blessings and your anointing power. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the victories, God, that we've been made to receive because of your grace and mercy. Father, I ask tonight that you bless and anoint, God, these lips of clay. God, that you would speak to us tonight, that you would have us to hear. We thank you for your word. We pray, God, that we will not be hearers only, but also doers of your word. We do remember those who are suffering tonight, and Father, we pray for their welfare. Again, Lord, we ask for your anointing power. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You may be seated tonight. For about a week and a half, maybe, a thought has been on my heart continually. I didn't try to get rid of it. I just tried to find out where the Lord was leading on that particular thought. And tonight, if I had a message title, it would be Daily Bread. My thoughts went out as the storm came because, I'm blessed enough this year not to have to be involved in that, the bread business that for so many years, every time there was snow or ice and all, we had to work like crazy to make sure that everybody had bread. And, one of my things in the bread business, when we would put the bread out, we were like the power people. We were going to work every day, regardless of the weather. But the people, and you can't dictate what the customers buy, and you certainly can't put a limit on it. But I would think so many times they would just wipe the chef off buying 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 loaves of bread, or whatever the case was, and enough to last them a week. But we would be back the next day, and I know a lot of them maybe thought they was going to be shut in for weeks or whatever the case. But I always said, just take you one or have you two extra, and then that'd be enough for everybody. But it seemed like the first people who were there got all the bread, and I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the poor old bread men and the power people that all had to work in this past storm, and I just begin to think about the daily bread and how that we need to be mindful of how the Lord takes care of us. And not only does he meet our needs and he meets the things that we have that are necessities like food and clothing and all those things. And so many times we do take those things for granted. We're very, very blessed. But I begin to think about verse number 11, give us this day our daily bread. I begin to look into some Bible references and begin to look at some of the thoughts that a lot of people have put into this particular passage of Scripture, and especially verse number 11. And it seems like most people are in agreement that when Christ was praying or teaching his disciples or his followers to pray, he was basically alluding to the fact in the Old Testament when God rained manna down from heaven. You remember the story of when the Israelites were traveling through the wilderness and their wilderness journey on their way to the promised land, the land of Canaan that flowed with milk and honey. And the children of Israel began to gripe and complain because they didn't have anything to eat. And God began to rain this manna down. The only time that we hear in the Bible that he ever did that. But he did it with instruction. How many remembers the instruction that God used? And he told them, just take enough for this day. And if you take more, then it's going to ruin. And many of them tried it and tested God. And they would take more than they needed. And they would find the next day that it had cankered and it even had worms in it. But those who took just enough, and God rained down manna again. And the only exception to that rule was that they could gain or go in and gather enough before the Sabbath, so they would not have to go out and pick up the manna on the Sabbath day, and that the Lord let it stay for them to keep on the Sabbath. And, Christ here in his way of teaching to pray, and first of all, he says, don't be like those people who are trying to put on a show with praying, but pray for your needs, pray for your debtors, pray for those that, forgive you of our debts and forgive of our debtors and even the temptation and everything. But the thing he talks about here in verse number 11 is provide for us this day our daily bread. And basically what that meant was not only for this day, but it also meant, take care of tomorrow. Take care of tomorrow. In other words, the Lord would provide for us and knows that he's going to take care of us for tomorrow. Had an opportunity this week for two people. And I you know, I'm very selective when I give money to people that are on the side of the road and all. And, you know, I'm not trying to be judgmental, but sometimes, you know, they look pretty healthy. And that's just the thing. But when the Lord lays something on my heart, and he did twice this week, and I stopped. One time it was kind of very convenient. Another time it wasn't really convenient, but I was able to get over and I gave him some money. And what I did, I said, you know, here, go get you a meal. And, you know, this is not going to do you the rest of the week. It's not going to do you for a month. In fact, you have to shop around probably for what I give them to get a meal. But at least it would have fed them. And again, that when I got back in the vehicle and started driving off under the light, when the light had changed, you know, I began to think again about the scripture that the Lord has been kind of enlightening me, I guess, this last week and a half about being dependent on Him and know that He will provide for us. And I believe that with all of my heart. You know, it goes hand in hand with the meal barrel. You know, I talk about the meal barrel all the time, and many, many times I would think if we were given the choice, God, you want to, you know, would you give us a full meal barrel or one that won't, you know, that won't run out? And sometimes we want that in our hand. We say, we'll take the full meal barrel. You know, I'll worry about next week and all that later on. But when you really rely on the Lord, and it's not just about the natural things, and that's what the Lord began to lay on my heart, and that's what I want to convey to you tonight as I begin to think about that, because I want to type some more scriptures in here and not really try to interpret anything other than what Jesus was saying. But I mean, when Jesus taught, many, many times it had a dual purpose. You know, when Brother Chris mentioned it other day about the two fishes and the five loaves, and you add those together and it's seven. And I'd never thought about that. But everything that God does has a purpose, and seven is God's purpose, a perfect number. So, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, as we often say. But I believe as Jesus was teaching his disciples, he was teaching them, not only will I supply those natural needs, not only will I fulfill those material needs that you're going to need, but I'm also teaching you to be dependent on me each and every day. You know, not just try to get enough of the Lord to last me to the week. You know what I mean? You know, my dad used to look at a half full gas tank, and he'd say, "Son, you need to go get some gas." And I said, "Well, Daddy, I got a half a tank." He said, "Yeah, but you're half empty." So his idea, because Dad, when he grew up and he came along, it wasn't these 24-hour service stations. You could just stop anywhere, anytime, and conveniently fill up with gas. So he always wanted a full tank of gas. And I remember, even after I was grown and married, if I ever was taking Daddy anywhere, first thing you'd do would peep over at the gas tank, said, "You got plenty of gas?" And I said, "Well, I got 3/4 of a tank. Better stop and get some gas." You know, his idea was to always have a full tank of gas. And that's the way I want to be with the Lord. I always want to be full of his Spirit. I always want to be, Lord, just as close to you as I possibly can, and dependent on you as I possibly can. And also to know that I need him daily. I think the key word to that whole scripture is daily. You know, we have to eat daily, so the Lord is going to provide for us daily. And he's letting us know that, you know, whatever we have need of, that he's going to supply that. In fact, the Bible tells us in the New Testament, whatsoever, you know, that God will supply our needs according to the riches of the storehouse of riches that he has. So his storehouse is not going to run out. So he's able to supply our needs. But the thing about it is he daily does that. Now, also in Luke 11, 1 and 4, there's another scripture that alludes to the very same thing, but I want to read it as well. Luke chapter 11, and flip over there if you want to with me, in verses 1 through 4. "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.' And he said unto them, 'When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So here, Luke states it this way, give us day by day our daily bread. So both, if you look at it, both of it means basically the same thing, that the Lord is not only going to provide today, but he'll provide tomorrow too. You know, it's one thing when we have something in our hand to know that it's provided for, but to have faith that not only has he put that in our hand today, but he will put that in our hand tomorrow. And when I began to think about that, you know, it's the meal barrel. You know, when the lady went and grabbed the last little bit of meal in there, it's one thing to know that the Lord has sustained us today, but she knew that he would sustain us or her tomorrow. And that's where the faith comes in. And that's what the Lord really began to you know, it's not hard for me to have faith to believe when I got it in my hand. That's daily bread. But day by day, also to be thankful for what I haven't even seen tomorrow. And I began to think about that, Brother Jim, and that's, I believe that's what the Lord was trying to convey to his disciples. You know, be blessed when I put the fish and the two loaves of bread into your hand, or two fishes and five loaves of bread, but also put faith and trust in me that I'm going to meet those needs tomorrow too, before you can even see it or before you can even touch it. So it's one thing to be able to touch that blessing, feel that blessing, witness and see that blessing, but also when that is consumed, when we take of that, we know that tomorrow, without any evidence of seeing anything, that God is going to take care of us day by day by day by day. So if we thank him for today's daily bread, then in anticipation, we know tomorrow's daily bread is going to be there for us too. Amen. And it doesn't just apply to bread, but it applies to finances, it applies to blessings, to our sickness, to our affliction. How many has ever been healed? How many knows that he'll heal you again? It's not a one-time option. It's not a one-time thing and you use up your freebie, so to speak. But because he has healed us, because he has touched us, amen, we know for a fact that he will take care of us tomorrow. So as we pray, you know, Lord, take care of me today, then I know by faith he's going to take care of me tomorrow through whatever need that there may be. And then I also think that Jesus was talking about that double meaning, if you would, because now let's go to St. John chapter number 6. St. John chapter 6, and let's look at verses 31 through 35. Jesus again, talking to his disciples, he said, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it was written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Think about that, bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily. What does verily, verily mean? Listen, listen.
That's right.
You remember that? That's exactly what Jesus is talking about. Somebody said, why does he say it twice? Because he wants us to listen. It's listen, listen. I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Look at the word true. He's talking here about a different kind of bread. Now listen what he says in verse number 33. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Is he talking about manna?
Jesus.
No, manna was the sustenance for them. But he's talking about that spiritual bread. Amen. So not only I'm thinking was Jesus talking about, hey, don't worry about today. I'm going to supply and provide that daily bread. But I want you to understand the relationship that you have with the Son. I want you to understand the relationship of who that true bread is. The true bread, he said, that was in Moses' time. And by the way, Moses didn't give you that bread. God gave you that bread. And listen what he says when he goes on to say in verse number 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast him out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. It seems like he sort of changed gears a little bit and talking about, not only am I going to supply your natural bread or those natural material things, but I'm going to give you everlasting life. The manna can't give you everlasting life. Even the bread and the two fishes that he blessed cannot give you everlasting life. But what does he say? I am the true bread. So as we pray that the Lord will supply our natural needs each and every day and those that he has blessed us with, plus by faith those that he's going to bless us with tomorrow, then the Lord began to really put in my heart, Lord, I need you each and every day of my life. I need a new refreshing. Doesn't matter. I'm thankful for the blessing that I've got today. Thank God for the blessing and the anointing I feel. But you know what, Lord? My body's going to consume that. I need you tomorrow too. Amen. And I know that tomorrow that blessing's going to be there. Amen. And if we live that way in anticipation and by faith, there's no reason to worry about tomorrow. There's no reason to worry about next day because God is going to supply that need. The Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Amen. The manna wasn't the bread of life. The loaves of bread wasn't the bread of life. That was the product of the bread of life. Amen. So if we have the bread of life in us, he's going to supply bread for our life. Does that make any sense? Amen. When we got Jesus, we got it all. We got whatever the Lord has in store for us. We can put our faith and trust in him. But I need him daily. Man, I'm not one that can load up. Amen. I used to say, I got a gas burner. You know how a gas burner is, it passes everything except a service station. You got to pull in that service station to get full. That's the way I am. Lord, I love your blessing. I love your anointing, but I'm going to need you again tomorrow because it's a daily walk with the Lord. It's not just a Sabbath day religion. It's not just a feel-good religion in the congregation. Lord, I need you each and every day. Wherever I am, whichever situation, whatever problem I may be facing, I need you again, Lord. Amen? And you know, whether I'm facing a problem or whether I'm having the best day of my life, I still need that daily bread. Amen? I still need that daily visitation. Now, I know that the Spirit of God dwells within me, but my body still needs that visitation, still needs that touch, still needs that bread of life. Just as we have to have food, have to have sustenance each and every day of our life to keep us going, I have to have the daily walk with the Lord. And I believe the Lord was talking so much about that. In verse number 41, it says, let's see, make sure that's the one. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is this not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? They can't even realize what he was trying to tell them, that I am the bread of life. I am the very epitome of life. You know, because this natural bread, you can't live on it everlasting life, but you can on the bread of life that I am. Now let's go to verse 48. Again, he didn't say it, but verily, verily, listen, listen. He says that in verse number 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. As good as nature's own bread is, as many years as I worked for him, that cannot give you everlasting life. There is not a food, there is not a supplement, there is not a vitamin, there's not anything out there that can give you everlasting life. But the true bread can. So I think Jesus was only saying, you know, yeah, look, you pray this way, our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and you pray, give us this day our daily bread, an anticipation of God providing for us. Sister Valerie's testimony tonight, you know, What's the song says? He may not come when you want him, but he's always there on time. He knows the time. And all that, as she was testifying, all of that, you know, that was me. That's just old devil trying to sow confusion. God had it worked out all the time and brought it all right back to order. And I know now, God's done that for probably each and every one of us. Sometimes we can't even understand. We can't even see how God's working things out. Sometimes what we think is bad actually turns out to be good in the end, and we look back and say, man, I'm glad it didn't happen the way I thought it would. That's because He provides for us. Amen. He's a daily bread. He's that strength daily that we can rely on. And I love Him so much for that. But in St. John chapter number 6, verse number 48, after He says, verily, verily, He says again, I am. I am. What did God tell Moses from the burning bush? I am. I am. Yeah, that same very present. He said, don't worry about what you're going to tell Pharaoh. Don't worry about what Pharaoh's going to do. I am, you know. Don't worry that they're going to have all these things and harden in their heart, because I am. Well, who can I tell them? Tell them I am. Amen. And when you give the Lord that daily invitation to come in and feed you that living bread day by day, no matter where you go, I am is with you. Amen. No matter what you face, I am will be there. No matter how many times, amen, that you run up against a brick wall, you know that you're not by yourself. You know that God is with you. And Jesus said, I am. He said, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Too many people are relying just on what the Lord provides for them and leaving off the everlasting life. Too many people are consumed with just the blessings of God, not really the salvation of God. If given the opportunity and the choice, I mean this from my heart, I had rather have His salvation than all of His other blessings. I love His blessings. I'm so glad that He loves us and He provides for us, but I can have all those blessings and still die. But if I have the bread of life, if I have that life everlasting, amen, then I have a home in glory, amen, and I'm He's already provided a place for me. He said, where I am, you may be also. So I'm so thankful that the Lord has provided for us if we understand what the true bread of life is. Now listen what He says too. He said, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. So He's not talking about manna, is He? Manna, understand, manna is a product of the living bread. Okay, just as our sustenance is a product of our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we have the daily bread, if we have the living bread, then God's going to provide for us. You know, we don't have to worry about how that's going to get paid or what's going to happen there or this situation, because we got the living bread and He's going to provide for us, because He says, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Listen to verse number 51. I am, again, the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Again, He's referring to His death on the cross of Calvary and the resurrection from the dead. And listen, the Jews therefore strove among them, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Completely went over their head. They did not realize what He was talking about. So many times, the Lord Jesus is very explicit, very plain about what He's saying. And so many times, the Jews tried to read all this other stuff in it. But if you understand who the living bread is, if you understand what that means to those who've accepted Jesus Christ, those who have the Spirit living within us, then that should take away the worry, that should take away the anxiety, that should take away the fretting and the confusion and all of those things that the world seemingly has such a tussle with, because they're so consumed with providing, getting this and getting that and getting that. But listen, if you have the bread of life, then all of these other things will be added. What does He say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these other things will be added unto you. So our daily bread, I guess I'll never ever think of that again in the same context as I have. Because, and again, you know, almost every scholar will tell you that Jesus was in fact referring to sustaining us. You know, don't worry about this, because it was very, very important for them, because a lot of back in that time, it was pretty much day by day. You kind of, whatever you got that day, you consumed it. It wasn't like what we go now. I mean, now it's almost kind of the way that I buy groceries, because I cannot plan ahead. Penny told me, now that you retire, why don't you go ahead and buy for tomorrow? I can't do that. I just, you know, one track mind. Let's get tonight's food, and then tomorrow we'll get tomorrow's food. And Sister Brenda knows that, because I'm a regular visitor now to the grocery store. But, you know, my thing is, well, we may not even need that tomorrow. You know, Lord may come and take us home. We, you know, let's just get what we need here tonight. And so, but I know that the Lord will be with us tomorrow, and I know He'll be with us the next day, and I know I can count on Him. And when I read that, give us this day our daily bread, Brother Keith. I want to pray that every day. Lord, give me this day that daily bread, that daily visitation. I've told you about the star that follows me all around the woods while I'm out there. I know that star is not Christ. I know, but that's a product of the Lord. I mean, he hung the moon. He spoke the stars into existence. So that's my focal point. And as I talked to the Lord, and I said, you know, Lord, just take care of me this day. Take care of my family this day, you know. And Lord, I need you again today, you know. And I just can't make it without the Lord. And that daily bread seemed to really, really, you know, kind of, I guess, make a profound thing in my spirit to know that I can trust Him each and every day, that I can depend on Him. And when you really do that, that kind of takes that worry away and kind of pushes it aside, because worry sometimes is really just kind of anti-faith if you think about it. You know, it's just not really, it's, you know, wondering how this is going to happen, what's going to happen, or what am I going to do. Just kind of push it away and say, you know what, Lord, I'm not going to worry about it. It's in your hands. I'm going to put my faith and trust in you, because you are that living bread. And as long as I have that living bread, then He's going to take care of that natural bread as well. And that natural bread could be anything. It could be any kind of groceries. It could be any kind of situation. How many has ever had God just come on the scene for you? And when He comes on the scene, it's totally unannounced and come from a direction that you didn't even realize. You know, you're thinking, well, I need God to do this, and here's the way I need Him to do it, and I need to do it in this particular time limit, and that kind of passes, and all of a sudden God just comes out of left field somewhere and just gives you something, and you say, wow. You know the reason He does that? Because that way you know it's not coincidence, you know it's not luck, it's nothing but the hand of God saying, I'm your daily bread, I'm your daily visitation. You don't have to worry, I'm going to be with you each and every day. Thank God for His visitation, thank God for His Spirit, thank God for His love, and thank God for His provision. Amen. Thank God that He does provide for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
I mean, it's enough to make it.
Yeah.
And but what I did is I went through the Bible and I wrote down scripture. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory.
Amen.
And I would repeat that every time Satan would come against me, I would repeat that. And I'd say, and the streets are paved with gold. The last time I heard, the streets are paved with gold. And I would say also the other thing that you were preaching about at the time,
amen.
Every morning I would say that. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, God will be there for you. God to know it. He's in His. He wants to bless you. And He does. Yes. He does. Yeah.
And
it's just awesome.
Amen.
I really wish now, looking back on it, all this didn't get me until tonight. I really wish I'd kept a journal, you know, of what all I did and what I went through. Because it was really, it was a lesson.
God does teach us. He teaches us so many times, you know. But He teaches us to rely on Him. Not on ourselves, not on our ability, but to rely on Him. Amen. Sister Karen, would you come forward? We're going to pray tonight for...
As she's coming, I just want to read these two scriptures.
Okay.
I kept jumping out
Right.
But for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which is the Son of Man, shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. So just like you've been saying, we should really, if we are seeking the bread of life, then we shouldn't be worried. And I will, I worry, I ain't gonna lie to you, but we shouldn't be worried about where that bread, other, the food or whatever else is coming
yeah.
from. He's did it time and time, and what he did for them back then, he's definitely going to do for us too. We do need to be, that just kept jumping out.
That's so true. He had to explain that because he had a lot of followers that were only there for the miracles,
right.
only for the benefit, only for the bread. But then he also had followers who for the true bread of life. So that's what he was sharing.
Pray tonight, Wayne, and she said he's got some bad news, but they said he's got a great attitude. He said either way, whatever the Lord will is to be done. And I shared with her about Sister Butler and how they told her that it was inoperable. They basically kind of wrote her off, said there's nothing medically to do. She had two tumors. One's is completely gone, they can't even find it. The other one is from 10 centimeters down to 3 centimeters and is operable. So, again,
plain.
God can do for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we adore Sister Karen, God, honor her faith tonight. God, as she stands in for Wayne, God, wherever he is, whatever he's doing right now, let him feel your power. Let him feel that healing virtue right now. Lord, as we agree in the name of Jesus for the healing of the Lord, touch him in the Lord. We lift you up, Lord, we're giving you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. But by faith, Lord, we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And he is the healer of our body. Amen. Praise God, praise God. God bless you.
Yes, amen.
Love you so very much. Thank you for being here tonight. May God be with you. Before I forget it, Christmas falls on Monday. So Sunday we will be having our morning service, but we will not be having Sunday night service as it is Christmas Eve. And I know a lot of families get together, but we will be having our Sunday morning service as regular scheduled, Sunday school and the morning service. And probably we'll do the same thing the following week as it falls on New Year's Eve. So we'll have two Sunday services in a row. So may God bless you and be with you and keep that in mind. Brother Jim, if you'd come, dismiss us with a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. And for we'll get more announcements out about the New Year's Eve, but we normally meet here prior to midnight, and we pray in the new year. So everyone's welcome. The church is open. Anyone that wants to come, we'd love to have you. Just we'll make that announcement too. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear? What a powerful message. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Yes, he does.
I heard someone summarize it this way. If you're going to pray for rain, don't fuss about the mud. So,
that's right. Amen.
Kind of holy. It's tough. It's tough. We see the bad, but yeah.
The stress was just making him physically sick.
Let's just believe God's got something greater for
him. And you know my testimony about the same thing, Sister Susan. Praise the Lord. And it is his time and his will, and he'll open those doors for him. Praise God. All righty. Well, with this prayer, we're going to don't forget about all the activities. Don't forget about Sunday school. And don't forget to keep our Overcomers Outreach in your prayer and all the other ministries as we prepare for this wonderful time of year as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we do praise you tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your mighty name. Lord, as your word is read to us, dear Lord, as that manner is shared with us, dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to feast at your table. Dear Lord, for renewing, dear Lord, our strength, renewing everything that you've given us each and every day, dear Lord, that we know that you will provide. Lord, may we stand strong, dear Lord, and not be burdened down with our daily burdens, dear Lord, but we'll put it all with faith in your mighty hands. Keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, Lord, for those that are going to be traveling, for all the activities going forward and all the ministries, Lord, we're placing them in your hands, Lord, and we're asking you to strengthen and guide and direct. And Lord, may you get all the glory in all that we do in Jesus' most precious name. And we all say, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.